Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
47, time to connect with Zanti Swanepoel. Goeiemôre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar in Gauteng?
Goeiemôre Brad. Nee wat, dis 'n lekker bewolkte dag, maar dit gaan warm wees. But all good. We've got oxygen in the lungs and we've got legs to move with and Amen. Eyes to see and ears to hear and people that love us and whom we love. So we've got much to be thankful for.
Yeah, thank you for that reminder. It's so easy to focus on the negatives. So thanks for that little positive shift for us in our mindset this morning. Don't want to keep you. We're running a tad late because of all of our ads, which is a good thing. But we don't want to miss out what you've got for us, Zanti.
Oh, Brad, this morning, yeah, I'm going to be quick. I won't go over my time.
Moenie waar nie.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? I just really have something on my heart this morning that in obedience I want to say, and I believe that there's a listener or two that needs to hear this morning because the Lord really laid it so heavy on my spirit and my heart. And that is the following. I want to inspire you this morning that when you think that your chapters are ending and if you think you are too old to do what God says, I'm going to rattle your cage this morning a bit. Because the Lord, many times in the Bible, he says we are like eagles. And the eagle is mentioned 41 times in the Bible. And the Lord says that we are like that. And I suggest that we go and look at the eagle and we study the eagle and we see why the Lord says that. But you see, there's a very profound thing about an eagle. It lives about 40 years. And then it has to make a decision to live longer or not, or to die. But if it decides to live, it goes through a process of rejuvenating. And it's not a nice process, but it's a possible and a wonderful process. And in this process, all this eagle's heavy feathers, you know, by the years, they've become less and less and less, and they all fall out. And those that are left, he plucks out. And the beak becomes so misformed that the eagle can't eat properly anymore. And the claws and the nails become disformed and he can't catch prey the way he or she did before. And then they go away, this eagle, for 150 days approximately to a very high place in solitude. And it goes through this excruciating process of plucking out that feathers that are left and waiting for new ones to grow, plucking out the nails from the claws, hitting its beak against a rock. And that keeps on going and going until the new beak starts to form. And it's a hard process, but it's a beautiful process because everything is renewed. This eagle truly renews his strength. And the Lord says that in his word. He says that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength like an eagle. And it's a weighty in waiting in time and weighty in heaviness process. But you see, we also go through that process. We can come to a certain age, our 50s, our 60s, our 70s, and then decide that our best years are gone. There's nothing we can do anymore. We can't add value. We can't do what the Lord says we must do. And so I'm just going to leave you today with a beautiful research piece by the New England Journal of Medicine. Mm-hmm. And may this motivate you this morning that you are that eagle and you can make a choice to renew yourself in Christ and to ask the Lord to make you stronger than you ever were before, to make you fly higher than you've ever flown before, and to use you more powerfully than he's ever done, even in your latter years, because you become better and stronger. So today, listener, I want to tell you that your best years are before you, not behind you. And God can use you in your ripe old age. And his word also says that he's with you even when your hair is gray. Isn't that beautiful? So I just want to leave you with this today, that this New England Journal of Medicine was a large, large study that was done in the United States, found that the most productive age of a person is from 60 to 70 years. The second most productive human stage is from 70 to 80. Yes, you are hearing me correctly. So I hope you shuffle those feathers and you know that the Lord has got many plans for you still. The third most productive stage is between 50 and 60 years old. You see, before that, the person has not yet reached his peak. The average age of the Nobel Prize laureates is 62. 62. The average age of the presidents of the 100 largest companies in the world is 63. The average age of pastors in the 100 largest churches in the United States is 71. The average age of dads, Weridian, is 76. This confirms that a person's best and most productive years are between 60 and 80. And if you see what I see, how the enemy comes and steals those years from us, telling us that we are too old, we are too sick, we are too, I don't know what, but he steals precious years, your best years from you. And my prayer today is that you would hear God's heart, that he has great plans for you, even in your gray hair time and your latter years. And they found that at the age of 60, you reach the peak of your emotional and mental potential. And this continues until you are 80 years old. Therefore, if you are 60, 70, or 80 years old, you are in the best level of your life ever. So I challenge you today to go sit at God's feet and ask him like the eagle, even if it's a process of pain and of surrender, and of giving it all to him, say, Lord, I pray that you pluck every feather in me that is not useful anymore and replace them with yours. Everything God can renew, because your best days are in front of you. In Jesus' name, I pray and I speak it and I declare it over your life. This is not the end, it's only your beginning. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.